I'd like to, if I could, to turn to an aspect of your personal life, which I gather was very difficult for you, and that was your conscientious objection during the war. Why
Yes.
were you a pacifist?
Well, it took me some time to realize my position. At first, I was took the ordinary view that one ought to defend one's country and so on. And then, when I saw what it meant, I began to alter my opinions entirely. And eventually, I'm at the end of 2 years when we came here, I'd come to the conclusion that it was an idiotic thing to do, to back up this war, which was entirely the result of foolish thought and passions, which I thoroughly disapproved of. And therefore, I thought I'd better not have anything to do with it if I could.
What were those foolish thoughts and passions that you disagreed with?
Well, I disagreed entirely with the idea that we were fighting bad.
In other words, you didn't see it as a struggle between the good English and the evil Germans.
No, I did not.
What did you see as the good and the evil on both sides?
Well, I felt that the good had been taken entirely by surprise, and that the bad was the result of bad politics in Germany. The whole thing was a muddle.
But bad politics, in your mind, wasn't an excuse for slaughtering one another.
No, I didn't think so.
How difficult was it for you to sustain your conscientious objection?
It wasn't at all. I was with David Garnett at the time. We became farm workers nearby, and nobody seemed to ask us or want to know much about us. We were badly thought of by the upper classes, but by the ordinary workmen, they didn't know.
Were you able to paint in this period?
Yes, in the afternoons I could sometimes. And then when I got ill and was told by the doctor that half a day's work would be enough.
You contracted rheumatism while you were doing the farm work. How has that affected your hands for painting subsequently?
Well, it simply was the rheumatics got to the hands. I mean, it was what happened with all one's limbs at that time.
Do you feel at all bitter about having had to do this enforced agricultural labor in order to maintain your conscientious objector status?
No, not at all. I simply felt very grateful that such things could exist, to allow one, because I heard terrible stories of other people's goings on.